Time to talk some Oregon hoops. Hard to believe the regular season ends Saturday. Corvallis off the scintillating sweep in the Bay Area. A win, and they're the conference champs. We welcome back Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, how's it going?
All good, thanks.
So the season starts, new faces, some departures, Elgin Cook, Dwayne Benjamin, had some injuries. But right now, when you think where you are in conference, nationally, health-wise, safe to say you feel like you're in really good shape to accomplish all you hoped for.
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, we've had a really good year. Guys have really grown up and come together and play good basketball for the most part all the time. And we've got some good wins under our belt. We kind of are where we were projected at the beginning of the season. But there's a long way to go, and we're just hoping to finish strong and continue to play good basketball.
You know, the last sequence of the Stanford game, you're up two. Stanford calls timeout. There's about 10 seconds to go, and Reed Travis had a terrific night. But, you know, also Dorian Pickens had been hitting a crazy percentage of threes. So what was the defensive design? Because when it went inside, Brooks made a heck of a play going to his left, and they never even got a shot off.
Yeah, first of all, Jordan made him drive to his left, which, you know, he's really strong. Even when he goes left, he usually spins back over his left shoulder and shoots that right-handed jump hook and gets his body into you. But Jordan did a good job of keeping him out of the middle and forcing him to where there was more help. And, you know, Dylan, being the alert player that he is, just kind of dove in there and knocked it loose and made a play. And you know, Coach Altman talks about this all the time. You know, sometimes it's an offensive play that a guy can make and a shot that everybody sees, you know, and Dylan's made a few of those too. But,
yeah.
But a lot of times it's a charge or a play like Dylan made where you just knock a ball loose and make a defensive play. And that's what we were talking about in the huddle, is just somebody's got to make a play. And Dylan went in there and stuck his nose in there and got one. So key play, no question. And again, a big part of what we do is really both ends of the court.
We're talking with Oregon hoop coach Kevin McKenna. The go-ahead bucket on the tip-in from Jordan Bell, and you and I have talked about Peyton Pritchard, but his awareness, knowing the shot clock was almost out, and, you know, that mid-air reverse he took, you probably wouldn't even try in a game of horse to keep the play the play alive. But his presence of mind, is safe to say that he's kind of wise beyond his years?
Yeah, he's an alert player and has good instincts. And, you know, to be honest with you, Peyton works on shots like that all the time. He's always, you know, working on, you know, off-foot layups and left-hand, right-hand, you know, up and under, you know, just different things around the basket when he encounters the big guy. And he was aware of what the shot clock was, where it was at, and what was going on. And obviously Jordan was flying in there too and being aggressive. So add it all up, and you had some guys that you know were very aware of time and score and what was going on, and they made it happen.
I heard in an interview with Dylan Brooks, I'm not sure if it was over the weekend or early this week, and he was talking about doing anything the coaches need, pass, rebound, defense. When your best player has that kind of attitude, I'd imagine for a coach that's kind of like music to your ears.
Yeah, it is, and especially when it comes from Dylan, who the guys really respect. And, you know, Dylan's made big shots for us. And you know, I think in his mind, he knows that if that situation comes up again, people are going to come after him or try to deny him, and he might have to make a play to somebody else. And that's just the way it is. And making the good basketball play is something we talk about as a staff and as a program all the time. And for the most part, our guys are trying to look for each other. And you know, it's just a direct correlation of how many assists we have and baskets we get is phenomenal. And our guys are starting to, they have realized it. And when we move the ball, we're pretty good.
Also in that interview, I think it was with Scott Van Pelt, he talked about if a team is defending Oregon, they can't focus on just a area. You've got guys who could take it off the dribble, score inside, hit the three. So overall, how does that help your confidence knowing that your attack is kind of like a Swiss Army knife? It's so diverse.
Yeah, we've got different guys that can give you 20 on a given night, and we've got five guys averaging double figures and a couple more that are just under 10 points a game. So you really can't focus on one guy, and obviously Dylan has made the big shots and gets the attention and kind of is our is our, you know, alpha dog, so to speak, of our team. But, you know, there are other guys that are really good players and have shown that they can do it on a given night. So, yeah, if you know, our thing is we try to find weak defenders and attack them, and sometimes guys get hot against the zone or whatever, and we try to exploit that as well and feed the hot guy. But for the most part, our guys are just sharing the ball and playing good team basketball.
A couple of final thoughts for Kevin McKenna. On that Bay Area trip, it seemed like the starters, in particular Bell, Dorsey, Pritchard, and Ennis, played big minutes. Coach Altman had discussed that during the games at Colorado and Utah. But with the way the schedule worked out Wednesday, Saturday, and then knowing you didn't have to play for another week, did that kind of come into play, or was it just those were the favorable matchups?
I think that was probably just more to do with the game that was going on. You know, I think guys were getting, you know, good play, and the games were really tight, and so really didn't have the freedom to substitute as much as maybe he would have liked to and get some guys some more minutes and more experience in that. But it did work out that way, and we've had a shortened week this week with practice, giving the guys a couple days off to get caught up and with their academics and also get healed up a little bit. You know, those were two physical games we played last week, so hopefully our guys will be ready to go this week.
And finally, Oregon State, obviously they've had a rough season after they made the tournament. They've got one conference win. I guess you could also say nothing to lose. The games at home, you know, you blew them out here. Have you had to take any steps to keep the guys from being overconfident, or at this point they get it? They know what's at stake and won't look past anybody.
I think they absolutely know what's at stake, and they're going to be ready to play. And we lost their last year, and that's something that we've talked about. You know, last year we got swept in the Bay, and it really it really set us on a good path. But this year we're trying to make amends for some of those games that we lost, and obviously we lost last year at Oregon State, and our guys will have the focus and hopefully play good enough basketball to get it done.
Awesome stuff as always. 3:00 Saturday in Corvallis. A victory equals the Pac-12 regular season title and a number one seed in next week's league tournament. Coach, always appreciate your time and always look forward to our talks.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take it easy.